honor during a special event recently during the Tuscola County School Board of Education Spring Dinner. Kingston School District Board Member Dave Kolax was honored for his years of service. Dave served as the Kingston School Board of Education's member for 34 years. For that achievement, he was honored and presented with a plaque at the event as well. And another local and regional news for today. The National Day of Prayer will be observed in Tuscola County next month. The annual event will be observed on Thursday, May the 2nd, on the Tuscola County Courthouse lawn from noon to 1 p.m. Besides getting permission to use the courthouse lawn, permission was also given to put up a banner about the coming event and also to put up a tent in order to protect participants from the weather. Permission was also given to the local National Day of Prayer volunteer coordinator to use the electrical outlet on the lawn for a portable sound system during the event as well. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
Mary, this customer wants a loan. Call Detroit. Get the customer's information and schedule an appointment with my secretary.
Red tape, loan meetings, and formulas that just don't work for you. Discover a bank that helps you get what you want quickly. Hi, I'm Leanne, loan officer at Bayport State Bank. When you need a loan, come see one of our lenders. From ag and business loans to car loans and everything in between, we're there for you, start to finish. And because we are locally owned and operated right here in the Thumb, we have your answers promptly, making the process easy. That's our commitment to you, finding financing and products that fit our customers' needs.
And I'm Annie. At Bayport State Bank, we offer checking and savings accounts that have no fees and no minimum balance requirements. And banking with Bayport State Bank is secure, convenient, and easy with our mobile banking app. From transfers, payments, balancing your checkbook, or making a check deposit, it's as easy as a click of a button on your smartphone. It's banking your way, anytime, anywhere. Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. An equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit HFOTUSA.org.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. For a long time, O.J. Simpson had it all. He lived the American dream as a sports legend, movie actor, commercial pitchman, and millionaire. With his wildly successful career, his good looks, and a gorgeous wife, he became an image of success for Black Americans and was embraced by people of all races. His sensational trial for the murder of his white ex-wife and her friend transfixed the nation and divided the country along racial lines. A criminal court jury found him not guilty of murder in 1995, but a separate civil trial jury found him liable in 1997 for the deaths, and they ordered him to pay $33.5 million to the family members of the victims. O.J. Simpson died on Wednesday of prostate cancer at the age of 76. And another national and international news. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida has addressed U.S. lawmakers at the Capitol. He was urging them to consider the importance of global commitments at a time of tension in the Asia-Pacific region, as well as deep skepticism in Congress about U.S. involvement abroad. Kishida is in Washington this week visiting President Joe Biden as the White House completes hosting each leader of the Quad, an informal partnership between the United States, Japan, Australia, and India that is seen as important to countering China's growing military strength. On Thursday at the Capitol, Kishida was addressing many Republicans who have urged the United States to take a less active role internationally in line with the ethos of Donald Trump, the presumptive Republican presidential nominee. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can